It's 6:30 on a Wednesday evening, which means it's time for the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show, live on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. We'll have interviews with Bartlesville coaches, players, and more as we get set for another week of Bartlesville Bruin football. The Bruin Coaches Show is brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union and Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville. Now let's head out to Hideaway to hear from the coach. It's the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show.
Hello and welcome to beautiful Hideaway Pizza. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head coach Kyle Poole, and also Brady Wano with you as we're getting ready for week number two, or week number one, of district play. It's actually week number four of high school football across northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas. Bartlesville obviously coming off of a bye week. Bruins 1-2 fell to Casha Hall 2 weeks ago back on September the 9th. 48-29 was the final score as the Bruins get set for their first district game, a tough one coming up at Muskogee on Friday evening. It's a ball game you can hear right here on K1. And Coach Poole, welcome in. You guys did not play this past Friday. How's the last week and a half gone?
It was good. I think it was needed. Obviously, we had some changes there the first couple weeks ago. But we got back to some basics. I think we tried to get real simple. And just focus on fundamentals, focus on what we were doing as a team, really hammering home details and accountability and the importance of starting with the framework, building day by day. And so we had a really good week. There's a lot of competition. We did a lot of good on good. We were going to get the first group against the first group, and a lot of reps for everybody, and focus on conditioning. It was just nice not to have to worry about Friday night and to focus inward and look at ourselves all week long.
Let's talk a little bit about Casha Hall from a couple weeks ago. Mentioned the final score was 48-29. Doesn't really tell the whole story. Obviously, that was a one-possession ball game midway through the third quarter. Went from a 7-point deficit to a 34-point deficit in just about 3.5 minutes. That thing turned on a dime very quickly. What happened kind of middle of the third quarter on play?
Well, you know, it was awkward because you feel like you walk out in the second half and we had all the momentum. You know, we didn't play great detail-wise. I mean, that's just what we've been preaching, and we weren't focused on the little things. We made some mental mistakes here and there, but even in the first half, it's a 7-point ball game until about, what, 3 or 4 minutes. They get a late score. You know, we had 3 turnovers in the first half, but give them 4 back. I mean, those are the type of things that hurt us that night. But, again, we come out in the second half. They had a late penalty. Coach Thurman tells me, hey, let's kick the onside. Look what they're doing. Shows me their kickoff. Great call on his part. We get the ball back. We go score, and then – in a blink of an eye, it was just like we laid down, and who knew what happened. And, again, I think that's just fundamentals. We got out of our element. We had some new guys on the outside defensively that weren't quite doing what they were supposed to do, and led to some big plays offensively for them, a couple over-the-top balls. And it can catch up on you quick if you're not really focused in and paying attention to your job every play, and that's what happened.
Probably a ball game that, you know, if you guys play well, you obviously have a chance to win on the road. Had 4 turnovers. I know that you mentioned that. And it doesn't matter who you're playing or even how well you play. Aside from that, if you have 4 turnovers on the road, it's going to be hard to win a football game.
Yeah, and I think it's 5. I think we're missing. We had a special teams one there. We had 4 in the first half. So, yeah, I mean, anytime you're going to be, you know, -2 in a turnover battle, it's not a good thing. I mean, defensively, we didn't play great on early downs. But we made some big plays in the first half, and that was really some momentum for us. And offensively, we kind of, you know, we were up and down. But when you lose the ball on a special teams play where you're supposed to be getting it back and you feel like you made a stop, when you lose the ball offensively, you know, at some point you just kind of go flat. And that's what happened to us. We made too many mistakes. We didn't do a great job up front. Like I said, either side of the ball, setting the edge defensively or giving ourselves a chance to run the ball, because that's what we want to do. We would like to get the ball on the ground and control the clock a lot better than we showed a couple weeks ago.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Kyle Poole after the Bruins lost to Casha Hall a couple weeks ago now. Once again, the final score was 48-29. We're live from Hideaway Pizza, beautiful downtown Bartlesville here on K1. Brady Wano, defensive end for the Bruins, going to be our player profile coming up a little bit later on in the program. Aside from the turnovers and not playing well in certain aspects of the ball game, also had some balls not really bounce your way. And the one that I think really shifted the momentum in the Commandos' direction, I believe you guys were down 2 scores at the time. Casha Hall was driving, and you all forced a Commando fumble.
Yeah.
That you forced the fumble inside the Bartlesville 10 or 15-yard line. It got kicked all the way into the very back of the end zone. and Kasha Hall jumped on it instead of being a turnover and a touchback. Bruins would have gotten it first and 10 at the 20. They ruled that he had recovered the football in the end zone, so it's almost like a fumble for 10 yards and a score. And, boy, that really kind of shifted the way things felt the rest of the
way. It felt like it was 50. I mean, it felt like the ball was rolling forever. I thought we had guys going to get it. And, I mean, you know, it's one of those things. It doesn't go your way. And I don't know that we had a chance. You know, it's something that we got to talk about that you don't think about, kind of a fluke play. But our guys got to know at that point, I don't even care about the ball.
Get it out of the back
of the end zone. And that's my fault, ultimately, that hadn't been covered. But, again, kind of like I told our defense, and I tend to look past that part of it. And the bailout would have been there had it happened that way for us. But they had moved the ball down the field probably 70 yards. And we're moving the ball. And we were fortunate that almost happened for us. But we've got to earn it a lot better in the middle of the field than what we did.
Yep, and there was another situation on offense that was kind of a letdown. It was one of those turnovers we talked about. You had forced that commando turnover inside their own territory, and I think it might have been the very next play. If it wasn't the next play, it was one of the next couple. I think it was a fumble on a handoff from the quarterback to the tailback, and instead of having it first and 10 with some momentum inside commando territory, you guys handed it right back, and Kasha came down and scored.
Yeah, and that's frustrating, and it's frustrating the kids. I mean, everybody knows it. The guys that are involved in that, the quarterback, running back exchange, I mean, they're as frustrated as anybody else, and you try not to dwell on it, but, man, you go back and watch it on film, and it's one of those ones that it's, am I giving it to them? Am I taking it? And it just falls. I mean, it's not even like it was a bad look. It was just a fluke. And again, it's just in the details. We've got to be better at what we're doing, at our mesh points there, and that shouldn't happen.
You talked about wanting to run the football. It was DeAndre Young's first ball game getting to actually play since he was injured a few weeks ago. That was several weeks ago now, a month ago, in that Collinsville scrimmage. I know that he got a full game in, and now he's got a week off. How did you feel like he did in his week back? I would guess a little bit, you know, young on his feet, I would think, after only having practiced about a week or so beforehand.
Right. Yeah, you know, he did a good job. I think he had a couple good runs early. Of course, you know, the ball got put on the ground, and that's something we got to look at and take care of. But, you know, DeAndre's a good player. DeAndre's got to step into a bigger role for us. He's got to, you know, stay healthy, get in better shape. He's really working on that right now. But, yeah, you know, we're going to use him going forward. Obviously, he's an extremely talented guy, and we hope that we continue to build on it. You know, Lakin stepped in and did a great job for him and continues to run the ball. So we're very confident that we have two extremely adequate backs that can get the job done. But we've also got to help him out up front because we certainly didn't do that much at Kasha Hall. And that's just, again, details to know what we're doing. If you look at our film, we had guys step the wrong way, taking a bad first step. You know, they're not bad players. They're just thinking out there too much and not doing the right thing. And we've got to get that alleviated Monday through Thursday.
And we talked about the tailback situation. So staying with offense, let's talk about quarterback. Obviously, Noah Sunday's progression throughout the season going to be big for you guys no matter what happens the next five or six games here. Noah threw a couple interceptions this past week, but still he can – hopefully he'll get a little bit more comfortable in that pocket going forward. I know that that's something that he's kind of looks tentative a little bit when it collapses around him. What do you think on his progression?
You know, I mean, it's not easy for anybody to stand back there when there's a lot of guys in your face. And we're getting better. We've changed. Again, we stepped back last week. We wanted to break down what we're doing, particularly up front on both sides, and really try to understand what we need to do at both lines. And offensively, I think we're just simplifying things for that front. Again, trying to get them to stop thinking so much and just play. Know what to do on the calls, know what they're supposed to do, communicate with each other, and just get it done. So change the pass protection that I think is going to help Noah get a little more time. And you know, to be honest with you, we're not a team, and I've said this before to a lot of people, we're not a team where you're going to watch Colton Penrod throw it to A.J. Archibald. Sure. We're just not there right now. We're a team that needs to be able to control the clock, do things with multiple backs, some motions, good stuff up front, and be able to get out, you know, 5-6 yard passes and occasionally be able to take the bombs. But we're going to be playing that, you know, the RPO run pass option offense and just trying to control the clock. And there's nothing wrong with nickel and diamond people and having that ball for a long period of time.
And you guys seem to have a knack, especially John Cohen, but then Gavin Jones has had a catch here or there, and Bradley Crawford had a really good ball game a couple of games ago where you'll hit some of those 5-6-7 yard passes and you'll end up with 15 to 20 yards.
You know, if we catch them on the good timing, and really what we're looking at is trying to, you know, play off the invert or one backer and read a certain player, obviously, and if he does one thing, we may hand it. If he does another, we're going to get it out quick. And if they're going to step up and we get a little bit of momentum and a good pass, we got a chance to run with it. And John, I mean, showed you last week, he, or 2 weeks ago, when he takes it 70-something yards and So it's certainly there. Again, we're just probably not an over-the-top team like we've seen in the past with some of the Bruins squads of old. But we're going to have chances to make big plays, especially if we can do the short stuff well. It's going to open some things up.
Yeah, that 77-yard touchdown to John Cone was by far the longest play from scrimmage for you guys this season. And that kind of leads me to my next question. You're down by 34, start of the fourth quarter, but this is something I continue to hit on because it's always impressed me, not only about this football team, because we saw it a bit against Owosso as well, but then in just the last several years, football teams for Bartlesville High, you guys didn't have an ounce to give up. You went back out there, scored two unanswered touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and really kind of made things a little bit interesting toward the end, but obviously, you know, no give up in those guys that were out there in front.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, you hate to sit there, but, you know, too little, too late. But it's always a credit to the kids. I mean, there's no doubt about that. The fact that they're going to keep playing, and they've got to. What other choice do you have at that point? If you're not going to do that, you're not in the right spot. And our guys did that. They worked hard towards the end, you know, brought it back a little bit. But, again, I'd love to see us not put ourselves in the spot. And no discredit to the Commandos. They're pretty good for a reason. But I'd like to see us give ourselves a little better chance in the fourth quarter to come down to a battle. And I think we'll get there.
Bartlesville head football coach Kyle Poole talking about the Bruins' loss to Cashel Hall a couple weeks ago, 48-29. Of course, they're at Muskogee coming up on Friday. We'll preview the Ruffers here in a bit. First, we'll have a chat with Bartlesville senior defensive end and tailback, might I say, Brady Wano, coming up here in just a moment. You're listening to the Bartlesville High Head Coaches Show. We're out here at Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville on K1.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
007 Michael Ball is awesome. One posted hashtag meatball hero sandwich emoji with sunglasses. Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
KWON AM 1400 and FM 93.3 is your home for sports in Northeast Oklahoma and Southeast Kansas. K1 brings you season-long coverage of Bartlesville Bruins football, basketball, and baseball. We're also your home for Oklahoma State University football and basketball. K1 brings you Dallas Cowboy football and the St. Louis Cardinals all summer long. We're also home to Legion Baseball with the Dungeness Fort Indians. Your sports source is K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Three wide receivers set again. Crawford, the lone wideout on the left. Two-step drop Sunday. Slings it over the middle. Complete again for a touchdown. Once again, it's Gavin Jones for a score that time. 10 yards. At the Hideaway Pizza Bruin Football Coaches Show as we talk Bartlesville High Football on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. It is time for our player profile segment. We've got Bartlesville High senior defensive end Brady Wano with us. Brady, good evening. Nice to have you with us tonight.
Yeah, thank you for letting me be here.
Now, I got to talk to Brady earlier this week, actually. He was one of the homecoming court interviews I got to do a few weeks ago, so I had a lot of fun talking with Brady. I think that was just yesterday, in fact. But let's talk a little bit about your football prowess, defensive end, obviously. You played an awful lot in the last couple of years for Bartlesville. How do you feel like your play on the defensive line has progressed the last couple of years?
I feel like we've all came together as a unit, and the better we work together is the better we're going to be defensively. And I think it's the front five, really. We've all become a unit, and we all work really hard.
Yeah, defensive line and linebacker, you know, a big part of this football team. Obviously, you You guys have a lot of guys back on defense, and that's going to be a key for you, especially when you get into district play. Talked with Coach Poole about this a little bit already, but how did you feel like the last couple of weeks have gone? I know that it was a disappointing result at Casha Hall, but you get a chance to take a step back, kind of look at yourselves in the mirror a little bit, take a week off from the ball games, and now you kind of just to start over 0-0 in district play, which is really the only thing that matters as far as high school football in Oklahoma is concerned.
It was well needed. We needed to figure out what our problems were, and we definitely found them. We were definitely out of shape, and Coach Poole definitely put that to work for sure.
Yeah, I've heard there's been some running. I've heard
lots of running.
How do you like that? You like the running?
Personally, I mean, it sucks while you're doing it, but the way you feel after, the way practice is going, you can tell that it's already working. It's
I'm
already
more of a walking kind of guy. Can you tell?
Me too. Yeah. But this past week, it's just the little things, like Coach Poole stresses, just the little details that we've been working on really hard, and I feel like that we'll be ready to play come Friday.
We had a chance to talk about this during your homecoming interview, but you had a rushing touchdown, week one victory, or 0 week victory, I guess it was, over McAllister. So, and we can bring Coach Poole in on this as well. Now, when you get the football and score the next time, we're going to have a name for this. If you want Wano Dozer, Braden Dozer, I like the Wano Wildcat personally. That was my name. But you got a name for that package? What do you think about it?
Oh, we just call it heavy because that's what I am. I just find the hole and I hit it.
But, yeah, had that rushing touchdown against McAllister, which ended up providing you guys with the – you know, margin of victory, won that game by 5, so that ended up being a big difference. Is that when you injured yourself? Was that that play?
That was.
That's what I thought. And so ended up not getting to play against Owosso, but you were back last week. How's everything healing up with your leg there?
It's doing better. I got two knee braces on, and I just feel more confident in it as the weeks go by.
Yeah, and I know that lots of times, especially when you tweak it the first time, it's not a matter of it hurting going forward necessarily, but it's having confidence it's going to hold up underneath you.
Yeah.
I guess that's what the braces are for.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about Brady Wano off the field a little bit. What's your what are you usually doing on a Wednesday night aside from listening to the head coach's show here?
I got youth at Eastern Heights Baptist Church. That's my Wednesday night normally.
Okay. And what else do you like to do outside of school?
I love to fish and I love to hunt.
Fish and hunt? What's yes, the what are you bagging and catching out there?
Huh?
What's the biggest thing you've hit?
Bass. I like to bass fish.
Bass fish? Yeah. Okay. What about hunting-wise?
We hunt deer mainly. I really enjoy deer hunting.
Deer hunting. Talking with Brady Wano, senior defensive end for Bartlesville High School. Now, you got to – let's go back to touching the football because I want to talk about that more. You got to score. Was that the – and I think you'd ran at the play before that too. Is that right?
Yeah.
How did you like doing that? Is that something you enjoy doing?
It was fun. It was awesome because I've always been big. So whenever I get the ball in my hands, it's a lot of fun.
And that evening, especially at McAllister, was a night where you guys had struggled with short yardage situations. You had it first and goal inside the 5 a couple times and only come away with field goals. So I guess that it was kind of nice to finally get over the hump and get in the end zone then.
That's for sure.
Let's go back to a couple other off-the-field things. Favorite TV shows?
I like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I'm a Walking Dead guy. Who's your favorite character of The Walking Dead?
Carl.
Like Carl, okay. He's got one eye. It's pretty good. I like Rick. He's
been shot a few times.
Yeah, that's exactly. Everybody's been shot a few times at this point. Favorite movies?
I like American Sniper.
Okay.
Like 13 Hours.
Okay. Brady Wano, Bartlesville senior defensive end. Going into Muskogee, obviously you guys are the underdog. You begin district play on the road against a squad that went 9-2 last year. It's their homecoming. How do you feel going into this ballgame on Friday?
I feel very confident by like how we practice this week and all the effort we put into it. I'm personally really excited for this game. I want to see what we can prove. Because we are a good team, we just gotta put it forth on the field.
Bartlesville senior defensive end Brady Wano with us here on the Bruin Football Coaches Show. Brady, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Friday. Okay.
Thank you.
You get a sack and a touchdown. How about that?
Yeah, perfect.
We'll take our final break. Come back and we'll preview the Bruins and the Ruffers coming up next. You're listening to the Bartlesville Bruin Football Coaches Show.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Shauna Dene posted, hashtag da bomb, hashtag pineapple goes on pizza, hashtag pizza is love, hashtag pizza is life. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Noah Sunday back to pass. First and 10. Nice slant route to John Cone. He's got open field. There he goes. 40, 30, 20. We'll see you later. John Cone. 77 yards. Welcome back to Hideaway Pizza, downtown Bartlesville. That was the 77-yard touchdown pass from Noah Sunday to John Cone. We talked about John scored two of those three throwing passes that ended up in the end zone from Noah Sunday, and that was nice to see, Coach. Not only the long play that we talked about, 77 yards from the line of scrimmage, but it was the first three passing touchdowns of the year for Noah.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like we said, we scored early, got down a couple touchdowns, come out, get the onside, go score. And I feel like we had kind of stalled for a second there. We got to a third and long or something. And he does. He completes a great ball over the middle. And that's got to be confidence booster for him. And, you know, hopefully we'll take advantage of it going forward. So.
And I told John this at the time. My initial thought when he caught that football was, I think he's going to get caught. But, man, he didn't even
come
close. You aren't
the only one,
though. Probably not. But he didn't even come close to getting caught. He burned everybody down
there. You know, and I'm not going to say that John's a speed demon. I'm not going to say he's slow. But there's guys on the field that are competitors like John is. And I've seen some guys that aren't going to run a 40 to jump out at you. But they're not going to get caught when competition comes into play. And so he did a great job of just continuing to outrun them.
Let's talk about Muskogee on Friday as we're talking with Bartlesville head football coach Kyle Poole. Bruins losing to Cashel Hall a couple of weeks ago, had the bye week, and now they travel to play the Ruffers on a Friday night on the road there at Bacone Stadium. Muskogee 1-2 overall. That obviously is a little bit of a misnomer. Beat McAllister, same team Bartlesville beat in week one. Beat the Buffaloes 54-0. Bartlesville won that ballgame 30-25, if you want to compare scores. Their two losses were to Midwest City, 26-20 to the Bombers. Then they fell last week to Bentonville West out of Arkansas, 43-35. But they're coming off a 9-2 season last year under head coach Rafe Watkins. That was their first winning season since 2008. And that's a program that's got some more talent in it than they've had in the past decade or so and looks to be on the upswing a bit.
Yeah, I mean, what, they're one score away from being in the state finals last year, I believe. Yep. Lost a lot in the semifinals. So, you know, I mean, they're a good, experienced team. They're super athletic. Rafe is a proven winner as a coach and does a good job with the kids. I think he's got four or five titles to his name. So, you know, they've got the experience. They've got the makeup to do a lot of things. And we just got to go over there. And I think, to me, our preaching point, is it going to change? It's details and discipline. They're going to be an athletic team that's going to do some things that will allow us to maybe take advantage of it if we can put ourselves in the right spots. I mean, you're talking about a heavy pressure defense playing a lot of man coverage. You know, if you got the athletes to do it, it's great, and they certainly do. But at the same time, you can have some mishaps if you make just one wrong move or one wrong read, and it's going to open some things up for us offensively. We just got to be in position be patient and take advantage of it when it shows.
Let's talk about the Ruffers a little bit on offense first. They've only got three returning starters from that 9-2 last year back, but the main guy that is back is their senior quarterback, Jacob Medrano. So far this year, 58 for 103. He's thrown for 1,088 yards already, six touchdowns, three interceptions. He was a 2,500-yard passer with 21 scores and four interceptions last year, completed 60% of his passes. And just looking at their stats so far, they graduated five guys off their offensive line last year, Muskogee did. They've got 108 pass attempts to 85 rushing attempts, so it's a team that'll like to kind of throw it around a little bit.
Yeah, and I think, you know what, just 20 – They're fairly balanced, I'll give them that. But, again, they're going to take some shots. He's got some big numbers because they will. They're going to go over the top and put it up there and let their guys run up front. They graduate a lot of guys, but they're still very physical. They're athletic in all spots. I mean, that's a no-brainer. They really move well. They do things that put those guys in position to be successful. Going to be a zone team, let their linemen run. Going to go over the top again and take some shots on you, try and get single coverage. But I think we've got some guys that can match up. I think, you know, Cole Williams is going to get tested this week on that single side corner. We're going to do some things to help him at times, but he's a good enough player and got enough experience that he needs to go win some of those battles for us, and I think he will. But, yeah, they're a really talented team. The quarterback is a very good player. I mean, he's the offensive coordinator's son, so I think he knows what he's trying to do clearly. And it shows, you know, they've had some success. We just, again, we've got to be disciplined. We've got to do what we're supposed to do. And if we can stick to our game plan and just focus on the little things that we need to achieve, I think we've got a shot.
Devin Hellman, DJ Mays, Jimmy Coleman, Christian Hellman, some of the guys that may touch the football aside from Medrano, who is their starting quarterback, as we mentioned. Jimmy Coleman is going to be their starting tailback. And defense is really where they made their hay last year, though. And you were talking about them at the beginning of the segment. That's the defense a year ago that created 29 turnovers, end of the year, plus 19 on the turnover margin. And that kind of explains the 9-2, I believe.
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't say it's easy, but, boy, it sure makes it a lot easier to be really good when you're plus 19. That's phenomenal. And they show it still. I mean, they are a very, very fast physical defense. They're going to come at you with lots of pressure. They're going to make you probably get the ball out quick, and they're going to try and press you and cover you tight man. And, you know, there's, again, a lot of success if you're good and physical and fast like they are, but at the same time, we can do some things, I think, offensively to put them in spots where we're going to get a guy open here or there. If we get one slipped and get a nice block, we're going to have some room to run. Because, again, they're going to be bailing in coverage. They're going to be coming with those guys, and there's going to be some gaps in it. It's just a matter of, again, staying detailed, knowing what we're supposed to do, and knowing what checks to take. You know, we've talked to Noah all week about just a couple things. You know, if this is what you're seeing, take this right now. Don't worry about it. That's what you're going to get, because we kind of have an idea what's coming at us. So hopefully so far this week and through tomorrow, we've done what we're supposed to do to get them ready mentally, and our kids can go play free and just have a fun night and see what happens.
The defensive end, Mike Edwards, kind of the main guy that I see on defense when I was watching film a little bit. He's got 6 sacks so far this season. He was a guy that had 6 of them all last year. He's second on the team in total tackles, and they've got 15 sacks overall as a squad through 3 games. So obviously there's someone that might put a little bit of pressure on Noah on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, I think anybody that's watching us and they've seen us there, they know that, again, up front has not been our shining moments. And yeah, he's probably a little excited right now. But we've done some things last week, again, to try and help our offensive line make it more simple, getting some different sets and some looks that we're going to get some backs involved in protection and try and buy Noah that time again. And we're not going to sit back there and drop back all night and try and get the deep ball. We're going to take what we're getting. We're going to get some routes and combinations that I think are good against their man coverage, and hopefully get the ball before he has a chance to get to Noah and just move it down the field. But, again, I like our kids we've got. We just got to get a little better and more consistent with what we're doing and detailed. And it's a great game to go out there and see what we're made of.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you said in the first segment, I think, kind of struck me as well. It appears, especially on the offensive line, which we've talked about a lot tonight, you've got some guys back. I mean, you've got guys that have been out there and performed well and on good football teams that have been a part of big wins for this program in the past. So it's not like you've got a group of freshmen and sophomores out there. You've got players that have played at the varsity level and played well in the past. I think what you're saying is if you can get everybody on the same page and playing together, they've got a chance to do what they're supposed to.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, you go back and even look at some McAllister stuff. We're doing some things schematically that they're doing really well. And then you go into the next couple weeks and we're doing some of the same things that just aren't working out. And part of that, you know, we had to change some things that probably wasn't our best option at times. But at the same time, it's lack of focus, simply put. And, you know, these guys know what they're doing. But we put a lot on their plate. We had some different calls and different types of schemes that we were doing. So we've tried to scale that back again, because if we go out there Friday night and we're having to think, we're not going to be able to just do a play. We want things to be second nature. While the offensive line is a spot certainly where you do have to adjust and look at things as the course of the game moves on, I don't want them thinking about 6 different schemes against 6 different fronts or whatever you're talking about there. We want them to be able to know exactly what they're getting in front of them and how to go attack it.
Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole. Once again, the Bruins travel down to Muskogee, about an hour and a half away. They play at the Bacon University Football Stadium, beautiful facility. I think when we were there 3 years ago, it was like 45 degrees and raining. I don't think it's going to be like that on Friday night. Should be a beautiful evening for football. So looking forward to seeing a lot of Bruin fans there. And speaking of which, I was super impressed with Bartlesville's fan output against Casha Hall. Bartlesville had a lot more fans there than the Commandos did right down Highway 75, filled up that entire visiting section, and I was really impressed with how the community came out and supported that football team when they had kind of a tough week.
You know, I mean, I don't think it's surprising, to be honest with you. I think Bartlesville's been a community like that for a long time. They're going to support their kids. They support their programs, and they continue to do so.
Cardinal Baseball on 1400 AM K1 and FM 93.3.
Inning for the Cardinals in the top of the third. They tally 4-5-0 total is the score.
It's going really well. The community's always been one that's
9-1-2 for Cincinnati. Rookie Davis
hopefully can make him proud.
Has to be a bit shell-shocked after that.
Go ahead and pot down that Sky Latrae as they wrap things up here from the Bartlesville Football Coaches Show. Once again, we're right at 7 o'clock. It'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff here on Friday night as Bartlesville travels to Muskogee to take on the Ruffers. First district contest, 0-0 in district play. And, boy, with only seven teams in your district, you just have to be better than three other ones. So it all kind of starts on Friday.
Yeah, you know, it's just a good contest to start with. We've got some coming up that I really like. It's going to be nice to be at home for four of the last five contests. And, again, like you said, if we can get the right three, we got a chance. And I like these kids. I like the work we're having. And we're going to continue to focus on the details and being accountable. And I tell you what, we got a chance down the stretch if we can do that.
Thank you to Kyle Poole and Brady Wano for joining us this evening. Once again, that is a look at Bartlesville High Bruin football. We're out here at beautiful downtown Bartlesville at Hideaway Pizza every Wednesday evening at 6:30 here on K1. And we'll see you next week and also on Friday night. For Coach Poole and Brady Wano, I'm Evan Farbach. We'll get you out to John Rooney, Mike Shannon, and the Cardinal crew as they're in Cincinnati trying to hold on to their playoff hopes as the Redbirds take on the Reds. You're listening to K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.